from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, March 8th. Coming up, we'll look back on a local talk show that aired on WILL AM for 30 years. David Inge says with Focus 580, he wanted to take on complicated issues. We'll learn more from Jim Meadows coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In the digital world of 2022, there's still only one way for candidates to get on a primary ballot. Get in line. Caroline Kubzanski has more from Petition Day in Springfield.
It was a crowded morning at the Illinois State Board of Elections as candidates lined up to turn in their petition packets. Those who were there before 8 a.m. had a chance of snagging a place at the top of the ticket. U.S. Senate Republican candidate Peggy Hubbard has been lined up since Friday.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of camaraderie. It's been a lot of fellowship. All in all, we're all here to try to make our state better. We all have something that we want to work towards.
Hubbard says she and her team slept in their chairs with propane-fueled heaters and sleeping bags. Her plan is to take 3 days off after she hands in her packet. Then it's back to the campaign trail. I'm Caroline Kubzanski.
Among the candidates lining up to get on the ballot was Governor J.B. Pritzker. There are at least five Republican challengers hoping to be the one to face Pritzker in November, but Pritzker says he thinks the history of his party proves to voters he's the right choice.
We're sick and tired of Republicans trying to take away the benefits that working families get from having Democratic leadership. We Democrats, we balance the budget, and we have a $1.7 billion surplus, which allows us to help working families.
Pritzker greeted several Republican candidates while waiting in line to file his petitions. A new business in Champaign County specializes in maternal mental health. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the company runs entirely online.
Kate Ross works from a sofa chair in her suburban home on the edge of Champaign. She's the chief operating officer for a new mental health practice called The Village. Like the three other employees at The Village, Ross works remotely.
Our population actually works very well with virtual because if you're not feeling well, you have a newborn baby or you're home with a toddler, or maybe you live, you know, we have clients as far away as Effingham. It just works really well for them to be able to log in from home.
Clients can pay for therapy through many major insurers. If they pay out of pocket, fees start at $75 an hour, depending on income level. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Those looking to bet using a mobile app in Illinois no longer need to sign up first at a casino. The state rule was lifted last weekend. That means bettors can just simply sign up using their mobile phone. The change is expected to bring in more gambling revenue to Illinois. Still to come, as WILL celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, we take a look back at a talk show that ran for more than 30 years on the station. That story from Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows is coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece's updated edition of the Jules Verne classic Around the World in 80 Days stars David Tennant as literature's greatest explorer, Phileas Fogg. Fogg's valet, Jean, and a headstrong journalist named Abigail join him on this journey. It's a smart, fast-paced adventure told in 8 episodes, perfect for the whole family to enjoy together. Learn how you can watch this magical series and other critically acclaimed dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. WILL is 100 years old this year, and throughout the year, we're bringing you stories about the history of this station. Today, we look back on a locally produced talk show that launched in 1981 and became a mainstay of the AM 580 schedule. At a time when national daytime programming was scarce on public radio, WILL's Focus 580 kept its listeners in touch with their community and with the world. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
This is Focus 580, our telephone talk program. My name's David Inge. Glad to have you with us this morning.
That's David Inge, opening one of the estimated 12,000 hours of Focus 580 that he hosted on WILL-AM. Inge, who started at WILL as a news reporter, says Focus 580 was the brainchild of WILL's director of broadcasting at the time, Don Mullally.
And I think he had the idea that we could do a show that would draw on the vast expertise of the university and the community, and again, try to connect people who have answers with people who have questions.
In time, Focus 580's guest list expanded to include not just the local community, but the world. When the program was launched, there were no national daily programs on public radio beyond All Things Considered and Morning Edition. So Focus 580, along with its companion show, The Afternoon Magazine, went after some of the same sort of guests you might hear on Fresh Air, are Here and Now.
We're talking this morning with Senator Al Gore. His book is entitled Earth in the Balance, Ecology and the Human Spirit.
I think that in order to heal the ecological crisis, we have to look at the lack of connection between our individual lives and the larger web of relationships from family.
In this part of Focus 580, we'll be speaking with Henry Louis Gates, Jr.
The black middle class has almost quadrupled since April 1968. But black poverty remained the same. If we don't do something drastic now, then the class divide within the black community will be permanent, and never the twain between these two classes shall meet.
We're talking this morning with George Martin. He produced every album that the Beatles made from 1962 until 1970.
Certainly, when Abbey Road came along and we all got back together, it was a very happy album. Although John and Paul and George were going their own ways, they made a resolution to work well together on that album, and they did. And they sort of settled their differences, and it was a very, very happy time. I think everybody knew it was the last album.
Focus 580's guest roster over the years includes one future president, a state senator who said he knew people had a hard time saying his name.
Usually the first thing people want to know is, where did I get this name? Barack Obama. And people mispronounce it and call me Alabama. And there are all kinds of variations to it.
Focus 580's longtime producer, Jack Brighton, was hosting that day in 2004.
During this hour of the program, we'll have another conversation with one of the candidates for the U.S. Senate seat from Illinois. We will talk with Barack Obama.
I'm very proud of my track record at the state level, but I now think that this country is at a crossroads, and the voices of ordinary working people are not being heard in Washington.
As Focus 580's producer, Brighton filled in as host from time to time. But he says it was David Inge who set the show's pace.
David was so broadly read, but also very curious, very interested in the world. And whether that's our own local community or the region or the state or the nation or international spheres, he was interested in it. He was willing to do the work. He worked incredibly hard to be prepared.
Despite his preparation, Inge was always ready to step aside for another component of the show, phone calls from listeners.
Our guest this morning is film critic Roger Ebert, and we have several people who would like to talk with you, so we'll give them the chance to do that. Hello.
Hi there. I wanted to thank Mr. Ebert for the splendid job he did hosting the movie last night.
Were you there?
I was there.
Wasn't that, you know, when the curtain opened on the size of that screen, the audience applauded. They were not applauding the movie, and they were not applauding the credits. They were applauding the screen.
Well, 2001 is one of my three favorite movies of all time, the other two being The Third Man and Citizen Kane.
You have excellent taste.
Guests on Focus 580 could always expect to encounter questions and comments from listeners. Jack Brighton says their calls were mostly unscreened, unlike those at other talk shows where producers put listeners on the air only after they knew what they planned to say.
It wasn't like we were putting ourselves in some kind of hierarchy above the audience. In fact, we would often defer to callers rather than our own questions of the guest. The idea was, we want this to be a conversation open to anybody in the community.
Brighton says the unscreened callers sometimes led to awkward moments, but he thinks it also established a sense of community among Focus 580's regular listeners, who got to explore a wide range of topics together. And for one category of guest, the callers were the whole point.
Hi, I have a turn-of-the-century Edwardian four-square balloon construction house, the basement.
This caller has a question about a leak in her basement for Hank Spees, a professional home inspector and home repair columnist.
And I wonder if that's something I should patch or what to do about that.
Generally speaking, there is not underground pressure, so I suspect that the water that's coming in is water from your own roof.
Hank Spies was one of the most popular of the experts that David Inge featured on the show. When Spies passed away in 2014, his monthly appearances in Focus 580 were mentioned in his obituary. David Inge says other experts appeared regularly to cover topics like personal finance, auto repair, and health care.
All of those people seemed to be, like, right from the beginning, were really good. They knew how to talk to the listeners, not talk down to them, not be overly technical, be really friendly and really accessible, and were personalities in their own right.
David Inge says hosting Focus 580 was hard work. The show ran for 2 hours every weekday with one guest or topic each hour. Its production staff was small compared to shows at other public radio stations. Inge came to see Focus 580 as an insatiable monster, always demanding more topics and more guests. But in 3 decades as its host, he says he learned something.
No matter what it is you're talking about, I guarantee you it is more complicated than you think. And that what I hope we encourage people to do was to think carefully, to listen carefully, to look at topics that were complex, realize they were complex, and try to kind of take them apart and look at them piece by piece in some kind of rational way.
David Inge retired in 2012, having hosted Focus 580 for 30 years. After that, the show, now known as Focus, was hosted first by Craig Cohen and then myself, before it left the air in 2014. By then, public radio stations could choose among several national daytime talk shows. Illinois Public Media currently produces another talk show, The 21st, serving downstate Illinois listeners on 6 stations. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 42 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Maggie Strawn, Emily Hayes, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.